following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Welcome. Hour 2, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com, December 2nd, 2016. Big stuff coming up in this hour. A little bit later, the Canacart Grindarola review. And the Grindarola is their best-selling product. Do a review of that live. Part 1 of the review of that live here on the show. And we'll be on Periscope. Those of you who want to have the visual aspect of it. Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Go follow us on there. We moved to video streaming, like on YouTube and Facebook and stuff. Like the more mobile stuff and like the quick segments and things like that will be on. Still be on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope. Celebrity news also coming up. Apparently, a country guy Luke Bryan punched a heckler during a concert. I shouldn't laugh, but just on the face of it, that's funny. Mila Kunis popped out another kid. Good for her. Man, she's fucking hot. Holy shit, Mila Kunis. Is she fucking hot? Am I right? Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. There's nobody here but me. But first, a political discussion. It's going to be quick because I'm running out of time. Weed news went long. Everything's going long. Big and long. That's how I like it. A quick little political thing. Just, you know, the stuff with Castro in the last couple of weeks, and just all this, something occurred to me that I've thought a long time. And I thought, you know what, it's time to talk about it on the show. In our modern political spectrum, we have on one side, supposedly, I'll subscribe as bullshit, but that's the way most people see it. One side we have the conservatives, or the right wing. On the other side we have the left wing, or the progressives, or the liberals. Although I don't like to use the word liberal because they stole that fucking word. They stole that fucking word. So I'm going to go with progressives and conservatives. VDJ Sexy Hippie has joined us in the chat room on speaker just in time for hour two. So on one side you have progressives, on the other side you have conservatives. I have problems with both. You know, as I said, I don't buy a lot of political bullshit the other one spews. I feel they're both hate-filled groups. I'm talking in general, of course. When you talk about individual politicians and shit like that, it all gets very nuanced. But generally speaking, progressives as a group versus conservatives as a group. I've always had a slightly bigger problem with progressives. You say, how can that be, Stoner Jesus? You're for marijuana legalization, criminal justice reform, so on and so forth. Absolutely. But here's my problem. Both sides spew hate. Both sides want to use government for their own form of oppression. My problem is conservatives, again, in general, hide their hate and their wish to oppress people less than progressives do. Progressives go out of their way to hide the fact that they want to punish certain segments of society who they don't think are worthwhile. They want to restrict their freedoms and what they can do with their property or their money or whatever. But they'll pretend that they love everybody, and it's all for the good of everybody, and it's all for the common good. Conservatives, for the most part, be like, you know what, we don't like gay marriage. We're going to pass a bill that says you can't get gay married. We don't like abortions. We're going to pass a bill that they're going to shut down your abortion clinics. They're more open with their oppression. Now, you may say, well, you know, progressives, they're at least they're trying to soften the blow. I'm not one of those people that wants the blow to be softened. Just fucking Don't bullshit me, man. Don't bullshit me. You want to control my fucking life. You want to control the social aspect of my life, the economic aspect of my life, depending on which side you're on, progressive, conservatives. You all want to control certain things. You all want government to do certain things that are freedom restricting. Let's feel conservatives just, they're just more open. Again, generally speaking. Don't like Mexicans, we're going to build a wall. Don't like Muslims, we're going to create a registry. Dumb, insane shit to be sure. But there's not as much subterfuge as there is on the progressive side. Let's say, well, we're going to punish these certain people, these productive people, these white people, we're going to punish them. We're going to punish anybody who's makes a certain amount of money that's randomly selected. If they make above that, we need to take a bunch of their shit and give it to other people. We're going to restrict their freedoms in the economic sphere, and that's acceptable. Because you're allowed to oppress certain people. You're allowed to hate certain people because they're seen as having an advantage. But that doesn't make it less oppressive. Just because they've had an advantage in the past doesn't mean that the crippling of them economically is good for everybody. It's not. It's bad for everybody, as a matter of fact. And you cripple the job producers. And you cripple the businesses that create the jobs and move the economy and produce the things that people will find of value that they buy. When you cripple those people, you hurt everybody. You hurt consumers. You hurt employees. You hurt employers. And it's all wrapped in a nice little bow of, we're just trying to help everybody, man. We want everybody to have lots of stuff and everybody to be cool. And so this is what we're going to do. I don't want the bullshit, man. Does that make what the conservatives do less onerous? No. Of course not. But they hide it less in general overall. That's something I've always noticed. And this is a problem I've always had with progressives. That's why I can never identify with them either, even though I agree with a lot, you know, from marijuana legalization, criminal justice reform, corporate welfare, so on and so forth. It's just there's something about the bullshit. I think that's what it came down with Trump and Clinton. They're both just so fucking packed full of shit. But in that comparison, Hillary Clinton comes out a little more full of shit. It's hard to do. You'd be hard pressed to find someone more full of shit than Donald Trump, but there you go. The Democrats nominated that person. That one person on earth is more full of shit than Donald Trump. The Democrats say, yes, we're gonna go with her. I'm with her. And yes, I know about the popular vote. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter, does it? Donald fucking casino guy. Reality star Trump is your president. So, congratulations on that. Like, you guys are just fucking killing it. You guys are just killing it. Clinton versus Trump? Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Let's do that. These are all good ideas. Now our president is Donald Trump. Has that sunk in with you yet? The guy from TV. The guy has a name on buildings all over the place. That dude. Who says crazy fucking wacky shit. He's president of the United States. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Most powerful man in the world. Donald J. Trump. I don't know, man. Like I said before, the system's broken. Fuck it. It's all going to burn. This is the decline. When historians go back, like they do with the Roman Empire and every other empire on earth, when they go back to look, 2016, when they're charting the decline, we're already on the downslope. And we're picking up speed, son. The truck is going downhill, and it is picking up speed. So how bad the crash is going to be at the bottom? Well, we'll see, won't we? We will see. I'll be here doing this as long as I can. I'll be in an undisclosed bunker somewhere, podcasting for the revolution. Viva la revolution! Wake and Beg with Stern Jesus, December 2nd, 2016. We got celebrity news coming up, and then the Grindr Roller review from Canicart will be live on this show and on Periscope at Stern Jesus 420. Go subscribe, mofos. Various other assorted dick nuggets. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belleville Show. Keith Strop, the founder of Normal, is here.
The single most important victory will be California.
We've got Steve D'Angelo.
Well, the state of cannabis affairs in California is in flux.
The guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal.
It's better for people to be using concentrates.
Weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net. In the top menu bar, there's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio. You know, about this podcast, what I really want to do from now on is to solve world problems. I feel like my job is to calm everybody down and focus on how we can save this planet.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ha 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 ha!
Christ, one more time. Holy fucking shit. Wake and Bake with Stern Jesus. There we go. Live on CannabisRadio.com. December 2nd, 2016. Wake the fuck up. You feel me? Of course you do. Time now for celebrity news. It's very awesome because we talk about celebrities, how awesome they are. And maybe make fun of them on occasion. I don't know. We'll see. Hot-ass Mila Kunis popped out another kid.
And Ashton, welcome baby number two. Little Kutcher joins big sister Wyatt Isabel. The actress, who usually keeps her personal life private, gave us a little insight into her pregnancy.
It's going great. With this one, for no reason other than, you know, just work and having an actual child to run after, the other day I forgot how far along I was. I was like, I don't know.
That's called pregnancy brain, Mila. So how does hubby Ashton feel about being a daddy?
This is awesome. It's legitimately the greatest thing ever. Little
Kunis and Kutcher met on the set of That 70s Show. They became Mr. and Mrs. last year. Ashton was previously married to Demi Moore. They split in 2013.
Yes. Lil Kutcher, the white mic's in the chat room, is indeed a rapper. Lil Kutcher dropping the rough rhymes all up in the bassinet. Lil Kutcher up in this bitch. Luke Bryan. By the way, did I mention how fucking hot Mila Kunis is? Yeah, I think so. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Kelso. They should name their kid Kelso. Fucking hilarious. Jackie and Kelso. Oh, man. But they're regretting they didn't do that now. Never too late. Change those fucking kids' names. This story's from Time.com. It's really, you can find the story everywhere. Luke Bryan explains why he hit a heckler during a Nashville show. Footage of the incident show Bryan stepping down off stage to hit the man in the face. Luke Bryan's reps explained why the country music star struck an insulting heckler in the face during a Nashville performance on Wednesday. In a statement made to Entertainment Tonight, the reps said that Bryan stepped off the stage at the Charlie Daniels All-Star Volunteer Jam charity concert mid-performance to hit a man sitting in the front row in the face because he was making crude hand gestures toward him. I assume that means the finger, right? Just flipping the bird. Give him the old bird flip. I had to hit him. Give me the old bird flip. Right in the front fucking row of my concert. I was like, bitch, bat. According to the rep, the disruptive concert goer's gestures were insulting to Bryan, as well as all those sitting near him. It was insulting not only to him, but more importantly to the men, women, and families sitting around him who were there to support and celebrate Charlie Daniels in the effort of raising money for military veterans, some of who were in the audience, the statement reads. The concert security personnel saw the man's disruptive actions and of the event, and he was escorted out. Well, apparently he wasn't escorted out quick enough. Luke Bryan had to step off stage and take fucking matters into his own hands. Footage of the incident surfaced online shortly after the concert. A clip posted to YouTube showed Bryan stepping down off stage to hit the man in the face before returning to the stage, microphone still in hand, to continue his performance of his single Move. It's baller. Singing, step off stage, punch, back on stage, singing again. I played the video, but I'm going to watch it. I don't think the audio is going to be. I can't sing. Can you stand and flip him off, I guess? That wasn't a punch. All that for that? He's kind of got to shove the guy in the face with the same fist that had the microphone in it. And then went back to singing. That one's a... God damn it. This always happens. You're bullshitting me. I thought he hauled off and decked some fucking dude. He kind of pushed his head. He pushed his head with the fist, with a fist that was holding the microphone. That's bullshit. I'm fucking gypped. Fucking gypped. Elsewhere in celebrity news, apparently there's a couple on HGTV Chip and Joanna Gaines. Apparently they're one of the 48 different people that have some kind of home flipping renovation show on a cable. Apparently there was a mind furor over HDTV stars. Chip and Joanna's membership in a church whose pastor says that everyone who defines marriage as something other than one man and one woman is wrong. The Home Improvement Network issued a statement in which it stands firm on its commitment to inclusive programming. We don't discriminate against members of the LGBT community in any of our shows, the network said. HGTV is proud to have a crystal clear, consistent record of including people from all walks of life in its series. On Wednesday, BuzzFeed published a story headlined, Chip and Joanna Gaines' Church is firmly against same-sex marriage. Christian author Kate Henderson wrote an article by the couple's hit show Fixer Upper. My hope would be if we're given that situation, they will just love on the gay couple, but I would imagine that the very conservative Christians in their audience might have a problem with that. I don't understand. So they go to a church that's against gay marriage. They do a home repair show. I mean, if they were fired or whatever, wouldn't that be discriminating against them? Which is what we're trying not to do, is discriminate against people. Who cares? They do a home renovation show. They don't do a gay bashing show. They don't do a show where they like chase down gay people and try to hang them by the end of the episode. They go to a church, you know, that has a dopey pastor. So what? Who doesn't? Who goes to church? What the fuck? USA Today just fucking slammed a big ad in my face. I want home delivery of USA Today. No, I'm leaving you now. That pissed me off. That's the problem with this world. Big fucking internet ads. But yeah, I mean, don't watch our show or watch it. Who gives a fuck? There's 48 different shows you could watch about doing the same thing they're doing. They're flipping houses. And they're renovating, and you're on a budget, and they're going to help you. And they're going to do some of it themselves. And then when it's off camera, they're going to have professionals come in and do most of it. Like Bob Vila and What's-His-Face used to do. Did you ever watch? My stepdad, back when I was younger, he watched a lot of the Bob Vila and Norm, whoever a psychic was. And if you ever watch those shows, you know Bob Vila really doesn't do anything. He asks a lot of questions. He asks a lot of questions of a sidekick who's actually doing something. But Bob Vila just really doesn't do anything. That's what I like to think is the tradition of the home renovation shows. It's a lot of nothing. Are you going to know how to renovate a home when you're done watching it? Absolutely not. You will have learned nothing. We got to go. That's it for celebrity news. Coming up, live on Periscope, Ask Stoner Jesus 420. If you're listening live, go check it out. If you're listening on podcast, go to Periscope, Ask Stoner Jesus 420 and watch the video, the Grindarola review, part one, from Canacart and Canacart.com. That's Canacart with two Ks as opposed to two Cs. Do the audio right here live on the show. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, and we'll do the video live on Periscope simultaneously. Which, for those of you who have trouble with big words, means at the same time. December 2nd, 2016, Wake and Bake with Stern and Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com, and soon to be live, coming up on Periscope for the Grindr Roller Review. Stay tuned, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you by Celebrity Dildo. Make sure you check out the Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net or just go to celebritydildo.com. Celebrity Dildo has released a new and exciting range of premium silicone dildos that have finally combined the two worlds of novelty and function. Celebrity Dildos are made of premium medical-grade silicone. They're firm yet flexible and velvet to the touch, durable, non-porous, odorless, hypoallergenic, and let's face it, they are just a great conversation piece. You want to check out Celebrity Dildo, go check out their banner on stonerjesus.net. Follow them on all their social media networks. Celebrity Dildo. awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Make sure you check them out on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannovation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! It's Hemp
temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct. Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com. Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Your theme music and then just fade
God
out.
Damn it. No. There it is. Now the fucking microphone's on. Son of a bitch. If you want fucking audio of everything I've talked about so far, go to fucking Periscope because that's where the audio is. God damn it. Thank you, Joe, for letting me know because I couldn't see the chat room. Word. So that'll be a fucking bunch of. Well, I'll just cut it out of the podcast. I'll cut out all the problems. I'm going to focus on the Periscope. I came back. Apparently, there's been no audio on CannabisRadio.com, which is the fucking purpose of this. So I've been talking to this for no fucking reason. Anyway, if you want the full Can of Cart review, part one, go to Periscope, watch the video. I'm going to continue now as if nothing happened and there were no problems whatsoever with the audio portion on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you to Joe, because I can't see the chat room because it's behind the broadcasting software, which is behind the phone. It's just a fucking pain in my ass. So I couldn't see that I wasn't live on CannabisRadio.com, fucking microphone-wise. Now I am. We continue with the Can of Cart review, CannaCart.com, the grinder roller. You grind it in here with this, funnels down to the cone, you fucking pack it, you have a cone. If you're a shitty roller like I am, that comes in handy. Now, let me get this back on here. And this is like a magnet in it, so it stays on there. That's cool. This is like a place for like your stash. You want to carry like an all-in-one type of thing. There are the packing tools and stuff like that you can use. You pull this bitch off. Hold on. And use a little thing here. You can push the cone up after it's full so you can wrap it. All that shit. It's all, like I said, it's an all-in-one thing. And when I do get the cones from tokersupply.com, we will do another review, and actually go through the motions and put the whole thing together. And it'll be awesome. And I'm fucking running out of time already. Let's get, there we go. Whoops. Put it back on there, right? Put this back on. But really, I mean, if you want to, if you're like on the go, you want to keep your stash and then grind it and smoke a cone, and it's all this one thing. And you see how big it is? Right there. Yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Samantha, for the hearts. Periscope is all about the hearts. Grinderola from Canacart. Canacart.com is Canacart with two Ks as opposed to two Cs. Go check them out. As I said, if you're listening to this on audio, go check out Periscope for the full review. Because the dead part, I'm just going to cut out of the podcast. Straight out. Like it never happened. But, you know, the fucking mic, man. I don't know. Technical issues. Fucking technical issues. So if you want the full review, at SternJesus420 on Periscope. If you want half of the audio review, if you're watching this video, go check out the podcast on SternJesus.net. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let me make sure, yes, everybody's back in the chat room. If you're seasick, don't watch the Periscope video because I fucking move the thing around a lot. So when we have the camera set up, it'll be easier for me to interact with all these different platforms. Hold on. Now I got to bring the broadcasting software back up. There you go. Thank you. It's all going so well. Wake and bake with Stern Jesus. I'm going to get off Periscope. Thank you, everybody on Periscope, for checking us out and for watching the full review of the Grinderola. Next time we'll be back with part two and check it out and see if it works, as I just said, and explain to you that it should work, the Grinderola from Canacart, canacart.com, Canacart with two Ks. We have the cones from togersupply.com, and we'll do it to it. Do it to it. Thanks, everybody on Periscope. Let me kill that shit. How do I do that? Hit that right there. Confirm. We have canceled Periscope. A lot of people came and checked it out. That's cool. And like I said, the mic problems that was on the audio, and it never happened. Never happened. And you got a partial review. Oh, there really is a visual thing. I'm sitting there doing it. It's a visual thing. But you kind of get in the drift. My beautiful descriptive skills. I don't know. We got a little bit of time left. When we come back, Wake and Bake with Stern Jesus, December 2nd, 2016, live on CannabisRadio.com. At least part of the time. We'll be back after this.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on sternjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on sternjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Do you live in the United States and are you looking for seeds? Well, make sure you check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Don't mess with customs anymore and take advantage of the favorable growing laws sweeping the United States. Go to Cannabis Seeds USA and check them out. There's a Colombian gold banner on sternjesus.net. Click it and see all the seeds that they have. They got indicas, sativas. Whether you're doing indoor or outdoor growing, it doesn't matter. Click that Colombian gold banner on sternjesus.net. And on Twitter, follow cannabis_seed_US. High quality and discount seeds right in the United States. On Cannabis Seeds USA, click that Colombian gold banner on sternjesus.net.
Yeah.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestle trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Seeking a career in cannabis? Ready to become the next great budtender? Increase your knowledge, skills, and higher ability with a Trichome certification today. Trichome Institute is the only cannabis education company in the world with courses that include textbooks, workbooks, an expert-approved and government-certified curriculum. Trichome now offers these courses online. Take the courses at your own pace with 24/7 live human support from anywhere in the world. These courses are perfect for physicians, pharmacists, MMJ parents or patients, adult use customers, and most of all, aspiring budtenders. The course includes full access to the cannabis industry's largest job board and even includes resume building help. Register for online courses with the cannabis industry's educational leader in science, education, and training. Visit TrichomeInstitute.com today.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes. Yes. Time is almost at an end. It's almost high noon here in the East. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 2nd, 2016. Welcome back, everybody. As I said, our time does grow short. We do have a little bit left. Some of the finer things in life. After all, it's what you come to this show for. Class, sophistication. And as I said, the finer things in life. The things in life that are finer than the other things that are not as fine. Couple gets into a heated argument with a woman at Walmart. Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Bring your stuff behind me. Don't fucking hit me. Get your breath stank. Get out of my damn face.
It's a black couple arguing with a white woman. The mostly black people standing around. Somebody filming it between the Vision Center and customer service at a Walmart. You can tell which one's the white woman by the sound of her voice.
You don't scare me.
Try to guess which one's the white one. Your mama's a whore. There you go.
Don't tell me what the fuck you decide.
Okay, thank you, person holding the phone. They're in a checkout line. They lifted it up so I could see a better panoramic view of what's going on.
Get off the phone, fucking body.
So I guess she has her shit on the cart, and I guess the black couple she feels got too close up behind her with their buggy. Get your buggy up off me. Your Negro buggy.
What? I'm not going to pay for this.
That's
shit.
That's your problem. Guess what? We'll stay here all day.
I'll stay right fucking here, too.
Open up another register, what? What y'all going to do?
I'll stay right fucking here.
Y'all going to open up another register, what?
She's not hovering up. No, I'm not.
I spend my money here every day.
And I spend more money than your ass does.
I spend more money in Walmart than your ass does. Nah, I spend more money here.
Drop your fucking money on motherfucking belt.
You dumb honky twat. They had a manager up there the whole nine yards. It's fantastic. If you want to go see that World Star Hip Hop, we got a little bit of time. Use condom prank on girlfriend turns violent. Girlfriend turns violent. I got to see this. Also World Star Hip Hop. Fuck, it's 9 minutes.
Get out of my face.
Nobody gets your face. You're a bitch.
Get out of my face.
You're eyes off for 2 fucking days.
Get out of my face.
You had a bitch in the house.
Get out of my face.
Who the fuck are you fucking?
It's not my tongue.
Who's using
it's that? Not mine.
Who's using
you already know how I rock.
Who the fuck's using
you already know.
So he leaves a used condom as a prank, and she finds it and freaks out, and it gets violent. She's on crutches. Did she use the crutch to hit him? Oh, I don't know. We're running out of time.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's your butt. Pretty boy Fredo, a.k.a. Fredo 2-Time. Me and Jasmine, you know what I'm saying? Right after Thanksgiving, we got into a little argument. She ended up packing all her shit, bro. Hold, let me show y'all niggas, bro. She got me at the crib by myself, bro. Look at this shit. She packed all her shit. Only thing she fucking left was her goddamn shoes.
Pretty boy Fredo? I guess it's like a prank channel.
What are those?
It was you. All right, so here's the plan, guys. Here's the plan.
The store bought me some damn condoms.
We are gonna pull this out, and I'm gonna make it look like I just was in this bitch just.
He's gonna pull a prank that makes it look like he fucked some other bitch. What? Why would you? Why would you do that? What's the point of that?
I want you to hear that.
What's up, baby?
So basically, he ruined his relationship for a viral video. That's good.
Yeah. We can go ahead and rip that off. Go ahead and rip.
Anyway, if you want to go check that out, it's a World Star Hip Hop. I'm fucking running out of time. Holy shit. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Waking Back with Stern Jesus, December 2nd, 2016. We're here every Friday on CannabisRadio.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. See you next Friday. Now only 3 shows before Christmas. Christmas porn next week. You don't want to miss that shit. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And as always, keep spreading the word about SternJesus.net and peace, bitches.